Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. 70 degrees in Richland Center right now under overcast skies. The forecast does call for a 30% chance of showers late today, increasing as the evening gets here. So I'll start with this story. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be holding the Walk with Grace tonight at Crosco Park in Richland Center. Cancer survivor registration will begin at 4 o'clock, and those in attendance can start getting bidder numbers for the silent auction and bucket raffle. Silent auction bidding and bucket raffle ticket sales will get underway as well. At 6 o'clock, the opening ceremony will be held. During the ceremony, this year's ambassadors, Gary Schwartz, Mike Bradford, Leela Babe Kraska, and Nancy Gear will be recognized. The opening lap, featuring survivors and caretakers, will also be held. At 9 o'clock, the luminary ceremony will start. Names on each luminary will be read at that time. Following the ceremony, the final lap will be held. All are welcome to attend the 23rd annual Walk with Grace tonight, starting at 4 o'clock at Crosco Park in Richland Center. More information can be found at walkwithgrace.com. If there is rain, the event would be moved to the Richland Center High School Gymnasium. At this point, the plan is to be outdoors at the park like it is every year. Stay tuned to WRCO this afternoon. If there is an announcement, we'll have it for you as soon as we get it. A woman is currently in stable condition following a stabbing incident in Vernon County that occurred Wednesday morning. Authorities received a report around 9 a.m. regarding a female patient who had been admitted to the emergency room at Amplify Health in La Crosse, suffering from multiple stab wounds. Law enforcement officials have confirmed that a suspect is in custody and is awaiting formal charges. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is actively assisting with the ongoing investigation. Officials have stated that this was an isolated incident and there is no ongoing danger to the public. Out of respect for the investigation, names and additional specific details are currently being withheld, according to Westby Police Chief Scott Stuber. After confirming two cases of measles in the state on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Sciences has confirmed the number of confirmed cases has grown to 15. The two initial cases were in Iowa and Lafayette counties. All 13 of the new cases are in Iowa County. Citizens are urged to check their immunization records and to stay home if they're experiencing symptoms. Health officials state the measles vaccine is 97% effective against the disease. The source of the spread of the virus has not yet been identified, but the new cases have come in people who had not traveled outside the state, which means the virus has been transmitting locally. Following a federal executive order issued on August 10th regarding routine childhood vaccination schedules, Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson has affirmed that the state will maintain its established approach to immunization guidance. Secretary Johnson emphasized that the DHS continues to rely on systematic and transparent reviews of scientific evidence to inform updates for parents, healthcare providers, and public health agencies. Despite the recent federal action, the department's position remains unchanged, and they continue to support the childhood and adolescent immunization schedules published by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. The DHS expressed deep concern regarding the lack of scientific evidence in recent statements from top federal officials. Secretary Johnson noted that health professionals and parents deserve accurate and credible information, asserting that no new scientific evidence exists to justify changing recommendations that have long protected children across the United States. Wisconsin health officials remain committed to providing guidance that reflects a careful evaluation of benefits and risks, ensuring families can access preventative care while maintaining the trust of the public. The Richland School District Board of Education met on Wednesday to discuss and finalize various administrative matters for the upcoming academic period. During this meeting, the board officially approved the hiring of Jordan Gallion, who will join the district as a special education teacher for the 2026-27 school year. The Richland Charter Schools Governance Board will convene for a meeting Tuesday, August 18th, at 3:45 p.m. The session is set to take place at the Partner School, located at 1000 U.S. Highway 14 West in Richland Center. This gathering provides an important opportunity for board members and the public to engage with the ongoing operations and strategic direction of the district's charter programs. The agenda for the afternoon includes several key items, starting with a registration period for public comments. Following the opening formalities and approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, the board will review the latest financial reports. A significant portion of the meeting will be dedicated to information and discussion, featuring specialized governance board training led by Dan Lathrop. Additionally, attendees will receive progress updates regarding both the Hive and partner schools before the meeting concludes. The City of Viroqua is proud to announce the appointment of Julie Emsley as the community's new city administrator. Bringing more than 16 years of dedicated experience in economic and community development, Emsley is set to begin her official duties on September 15th. Her professional journey began with a master's degree in rural development from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, earned through the Peace Corps Master's International Program. This academic foundation was followed by 2 years of service as a community development specialist in Jamaica, where she honed her skills in grassroots development before returning to Alaska to serve as a project manager for the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. In that capacity, she led diverse initiatives involving agricultural outreach, cold weather testing, and tech-led development. Emsley, who grew up in Northwest Indiana, relocated to Viroqua with her family in 2016 to return to her Midwestern roots. Since moving to the area, she's become an integral part of the local professional landscape, serving for 5 years as the Southwest Program Manager for the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. Most recently, she served as the Economic Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. During her 5-year tenure there, she was instrumental in launching impactful projects, including the development of hundreds of new housing units, significant reductions in child care wait lists through increased facility capacity, the revitalization of blighted properties, and the support of dozens of small businesses through innovative local partnerships. Beyond her professional accolades, Emsley is deeply connected to the Viroqua community. She and her husband, Matt, have 3 children currently enrolled in the Viroqua Area School District. Her commitment to the city is reflected in her extensive local involvement, having served as chair of the Viroqua Erie Montessori School Governance Council, a commissioner with the Viroqua Business Park, a member of the Vernon Women's Alliance, and a board member of the Vernon Economic Development Association. She also continues to contribute her time as a volunteer with the Vernon County Teen Court Program. The Kickapoo School District is excited to announce that online registration for the upcoming school year is officially open. They're looking forward to a great year ahead and want to ensure every family is ready for the first day of school. To get started, please log in to Family Access through Skyward to complete the registration process for each of your children. It is important to note that online registration must be completed through a web browser on a computer or laptop, as the Skyward mobile app does not support the registration forms. If you've forgotten your login credentials or password, the office staff is ready to assist you. For elementary school students, please contact Melissa in the elementary office. For middle and high school students, reach out to Sophie in the middle school, high school office. Kickapoo Schools understand that some families may need extra assistance or access to a computer. They invite you to stop by during the open house on Wednesday, August 26th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The high school computer lab, located directly across from the middle school, high school office, will be open for you to use their equipment and receive hands-on help with the registration process. Please ensure all registrations are submitted no later than the deadline on September 14th.